Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved. It's an honor, and it is a joy to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We're excited about God. We're excited about prayer. Beloved, I pray that as you start your day, praise the Lord, that you will just begin to give God praise, give him honor, give him glory, just for one more day. Praise God. There's a song that we sing. We often sing and simply says, just another day. Thank you, Jesus, that the Lord has kept us. He's kept us in our right mind, with our mind stayed on the Lord. We thank the Lord for a right mind today. We thank the Lord for a renewed mind, a refreshed mind in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So we just want you to take a few minutes, praise God, as we pray, as we go before the throne of God on behalf of the needs of the people, on behalf of your needs, praise God, no matter what it may be, praise God. Beloved, God is able, well able, amen, to come in on the scene, amen, and do what only he can do on your behalf. Praise God. This is an hour, beloved, where we must trust the Lord, where we must keep our eyes on him. We must walk in faith, not doubting, with no unbelief, but believe that God is able. Praise God. He's able to do all things exceedingly abundantly, anything that our mind would think that he cannot do, because there's nothing that is impossible with God. Praise the Lord. So we want you to know today, beloved, amen, that God is on the scene, praise the Lord, and he's watching over his word to perform it, amen. Remember that you must decree and you must declare the word of the Lord, praise God. God listens for his word, beloved, so as you pray today, begin to decree and declare the word, amen. Put God in remembrance of his word. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this day that you've given us, a day we've never seen before, for this is the day that you have made, and Father, we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. So Father, with gratitude and praise, we come to you now, and we're putting on the armor that you have provided for us, oh God, and we trust you for protection against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Father God, with confidence, we stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waist. Help us, O God, to recognize the enemy's subtle, deceiving ways, O God, and that we believe and live and speak only your truth, Father. We thank you, God, today for the breastplate of righteousness, O God, which you offer us, the righteousness that is ours through faith in Jesus' name on the cross. God, we call upon the righteousness of you, Lord, to be our protection, God, because we know that the enemy must retreat from before the righteousness of God. He cannot stand in righteousness. He cannot cross the bloodline. So we're thanking you for the breastplate of righteousness today. We thank you, God, for the shoes that our feet are shod, oh God, with the sandals of peace. Father God, not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions today, but every part of our life, oh God. God, we're remembering that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us love, power, and a sound mind. So, oh God, we lift up the shield of faith, oh God, that's against all the flaming arrows of the evil one, the devil, the enemy, demonic forces, Satan. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you took the arrows of the enemy, oh God, which we deserved, because you took them on the cross, you took them in your body, Father God, that we may have a right to the tree of life. So God, we thank you for that. We thank you, God, that if any arrow should touch us, oh God, we will look upon it, God, as refining fires permitted for our growth and for your glory. Oh God, we recognize that our mind is a particular target of the enemy's deceiving ways. And so God, we cover our mind with the helmet of salvation. God, may it cover our mind that we will think your thoughts, we will feel your love, God, and your compassion. Oh God, and we will discern your will and leading in our lives. Oh Father God, we thank you now. Oh God, that with joy we take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the trustworthy, infallible word of God. We choose to believe it and live in its truth and power. God, hide your word in our heart and grant us proficient recall and skill in using it to defeat the enemy, to push him back, and to win victories for you, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for prayer. We thank you, God, that we desire to pray under the unction of the Holy Ghost, and we will trust the Holy Ghost to intercede for us and through us to accomplish all things, oh God, for your glory. God, we thank you now. And Lord, we want to thank you for healing today. We want to thank you, God, that it's by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed. We thank you, Lord, for carrying our sickness and our infirmities on the cross. And we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. We break and we rebuke and we cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to form in our lungs, bones, breast, throat, back, spine, liver, kidneys, pancreas, the colon, skin, or stomach in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and we cast out all spirits that would cause diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Oh God, we rebuke heart attacks and strokes and kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, COPD, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and we speak strength today to the bones, God. Those that are suffering in their bones, the muscles, the joints, the organs, the head, the eyes, the throat, the glands, the blood marrow. We speak to the lungs, the kidneys, the liver, the spleen, the spine. We speak to the kidneys on today. We speak to the pancreas on today. We speak to eyes and bladder and ears and nose, sinuses and mouth, the tongue and feet in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over these areas in the name of the Lord. Oh God, we bind all spirits of fear that would cause heart attacks, oh God, according to Luke 21 and 26. Father God, we're loosing ourselves from diabetes and rooted in rejection, self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord. Father, I speak and I thank you, God, that you're loosing your people from all forms of cancer rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment and slander of tongue. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that we're loose from lupus rooted in self-rejection and self-hatred. Oh God, and guilt, and we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, God, that we're loose from rheumatoid arthritis that's rooted in self-hatred and low self-esteem, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, God, for loosing those from high cholesterol that's rooted in anger and hostility in the name of the Lord. We thank you, oh God, from loosing those from sinus problems, God, rooted in fear and anxiety. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you're loosing your people from high blood pressure that's rooted in fear and anxiety in the name of the Lord. We command these spirits to be gone in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for loosing those from asthma that's rooted in fear. Father God, loosing weakened immune systems that's rooted in a broken spirit or a broken heart in the name of the Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for loosing, Father God, those from strokes, God, rooted in self-rejection and self-bitterness and anger and rage and self-hatred. We command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord. Oh, Father God, I thank you, God, that you're opening up the ears to hear this prayer, Father God, that, Lord God, when these areas are targeted, Father God, and those that are listening would recognize by the power of the Holy Ghost, God, that you are quickening and you're stirring by your word. So help your people today to receive your word, God. Take your word in, Father God, and combat the enemy with the word in the name of the Lord. So, Father God, we thank you, God, for loosing those from all bone diseases that's rooted in envy and jealousy. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for forgiveness for allowing any fear of guilt, self-rejection and self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness and sin, pride or rebellion, that where the doors have been opened to sickness and infirmity. We renounce these things in the name of the Lord. We cast out any spirit that came in through pride, trauma, accident, rejection, or witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're asking that you give us a sound heart, which is the life to our flesh, and remove from our heart any evil, God, or sinful attitudes. Father God, heal and deliver from all pains in the name of Jesus. We rebuke any sickness that would come to eat up our flesh, to include cancer in the name of the Lord. We speak to the cells, God, that you get into the cells, oh God, of every organ in the body that cancer would try to be rooted in, Father God, any symptom, Father God. We're thanking you now that you're touching your people, God, enlighten your people according to your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring deliverance, Father God. Uproot every demonic spirit, every demonic force. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that no disease can cleave to our bodies, according to Psalms 41 and 8. So, Father, we break all curses of sickness and disease, and we command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out in the name of the Lord, according to Galatians 3 and 13. Now, Father, we break all curses of premature death and destruction in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we prosper and we walk in health, even as our soul prospers. So we receive your word, which is health to our flesh, in the name of the Lord God. Father, we're thanking you, oh my God, for every leader, Father God. We're asking you, Father God, to touch, Lord God, every leader, Father God, all your apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, Father God, in fivefold ministry. We thank you for apostolic leadership on today, and we're asking you for strength. We're asking you, dear Lord, that you, by your power, by your anointing, by your spirit, would touch, Father God, strengthen your people everywhere in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you, God, that you're giving your leaders wisdom to know how to lead effectively according to the word of God. We're praying and we're asking for holiness and righteousness, God, and truth to stand up, Father God. Oh, my God, as you expose, Father God, as you uproot, Father God. Oh, my God, you go back in and you build and you plant, Father God. Plant us firmly in your word, Father. Help us not to be deterred, Father God, or lose focus, Father. Oh, God, we pray for hope. We pray that you would instill hope into your people, trusting in you, Father God, depending and relying upon your word. We're thanking you now. Thanking you for all that you're doing, Father God. Thanking you that you are watching over your word to perform it, Father God. We love you today and we appreciate you for your word, God. Oh, my God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh God, and we're thanking you that you have given us, oh God, how to bind demonic rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for access which we have to your throne, oh God, through the blood of Jesus. And by that same blood in our testimony, we overcome the enemy. Father, we are affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces in this land today, which you have given to us. So we're asking you, Lord, to execute your vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that would harass your people. Lord, let the high praises of God dwell in our mouths, within our hearts, with exceeding great joy. Give us the ability to open up our mouth with praise that flows forth from our hearts to you, O God. Lord, we ask, God, and we thank you, God, because we know that you are our God. And Lord, we long to see your power and your glory manifested in the earth as we've seen it in your word. So God, manifest your strength, your great strength, and cause your enemies to take flight. Set siege against stubborn spirits, Father, of hell that afflict us in our emotions, our bodies, and within our minds. Lord, we ask that you set a siege against the gates of darkness and battering rams to the walls of the forces of Satan's power. Oh God, set our battlements and fortify us in your word of righteousness and holiness. Arm us, O God, with your life, which we have by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. O Father God, we ask that you set batteries against our enemies even now, against the enemies of God and man. Father, loose the angels on our behalf, the angelic spirits that minister, O God, on our behalf, made of flaming fire, sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation and everlasting life through Jesus Christ. O God, loose warring angels that excel in strength. By your command, O God, release them this moment to stand watch and guard over your church, repelling all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits, Father God. Bind up, Lord God, isolate and cut off every satanic principality and power, O God, from the ability to supply, cooperate with, and give aid to, and support, or strengthen any demonic spirit or human agents of evil. Father God, we're thanking you today that you're binding up all scorners who plot wickedness continuously against God and his people, and all high-ranking spirits assigned to thwart his eternal plans. Oh, Father God, we thank you now because your word declares that they will be brought to confusion. Father, I'm asking you to pour out your fury upon the works of hell and the powers of darkness. Let their kings and princes be bound and tormented. Release cruel torments and unmitigated punishment against the enemies of Elzebub, the Lord of hosts. Let all their great houses fall, dear God. Grind their strongholds, Father, to the dust, O God. Lord, leave no stone, no rock, no pebble, O Father of life, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're asking you, O my God, to take vengeance against your enemies. Take vengeance, O God, and spare not your wrath upon the forces of hell that will pervert your name. O God, we're thanking you for your word today. We thank you, God, that we have the right, the power, and authority according to your word, God, to decree and declare your holy word, your righteous word, oh my God, your everlasting word. So we're asking, oh God, that you be merciful for your name's sake to all that call upon the name of the Lord in sincerity and truth. Father, be merciful and extend loving kindness to your people, Father. Oh, Jehovah Shalom, you have ordained peace for your children. We thank you for peace today, peace that passeth all understanding, peace that keeps our heart and mind in you. We're thanking you for peace. We thank you that we walk in peace. We walk in love. We walk in joy. We walk in mercy. We walk in forgiveness. We walk, oh my God, in self-control. We're thanking you now for that, God, because you have ordained abundant peace and rest and joy for all your people who wage warfare in great place in places of battle, Father, and for all who come forth to do your will, oh God, empowered by your name. God, we thank you and we give you praise, Father. We're thanking you now for all that you are doing, Father God. We're thanking you for strengthening. We're thanking you for keeping, oh God, your people. Oh Father, we love you. We appreciate you now. We thank you, God, that you are God all by yourself, Father God. And we thank you that you, oh God, are watching over your word, that your eyes are going to and fro throughout the land to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. We're thanking you for that today. We thank you, God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that you're strengthening, that you're bearing us up on eagle's wings. We thank you, God, that as we walk in the light of your word, that you're continuing to give strength and give hope and give assurance and give security and give peace and give joy and love. Help us to walk in your love, Father God, for your love is sincere, your love is true, your love is kind, your love will not work ill will. Your love, Father God, goes throughout the earth. Your love is shed abroad in the hearts of the people of God. Help us to walk, God, in your love. Help us to walk in forgiveness. Oh, my God, help us to take up your word, Father God, and walk in it, God, because the entrance of your word is light, is easy to be been treated. And we thank you for your word today. We thank you for strengthening. We thank you, God, that you're opening up doors for your people. Continue to open up doors for your leaders, for your men's service, your main service, Father God, to go out, oh God, and preach your word, teach your word, proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the great harvest of souls that's coming in. We thank you, Father God, for salvation. We thank you for saving the lost. We thank you, God, for touching the backslider. We thank you, Father, for touching those that have become cold and hard, callous and hard, oh God, due to hurt, due to ill will, due to different things that's happening in their lives, oh Father God. But we're thanking you, God, that you're giving a heart of flesh, Father God, that, oh God, no root of bitterness would dwell, but, oh God, we will walk in love, we will walk in forgiveness. Oh God, touch your people now. Minister, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my God, and those, Father God, today that are bereaved, that are hurting because they've lost dear loved ones, we ask for strength. We ask for your peace. We ask, God, that you would go in and comfort those that are sick on their sick bed, family members around the bed, oh my God, feeling helpless, don't know what to do because their loved one is sick, Father God. Some about to cross over, Father God, but we are asking you to step in. Oh my God, that mother, that father, that grandmother, that auntie, that uncle, that cousin, oh God, that sister, that brother, we want you to touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that one that feels like giving up, in the name of Jesus, that one where suicide is trying to come in, we bind the spirit of suicide. We bind hopelessness right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the enemy. God, we ask that you touch our young people. Father God, get a range of their minds, get a range of their hearts. Let there be a great harvest, oh God, among our young people coming to you, Father God, giving their lives to you, being filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you, God, for what you're doing today. We thank you, God, that you're giving us, oh God, more sensitivity to walk right, to talk right, to live right. Oh, Father God, to have clean hands and a pure heart. We're thanking you today. We magnify your wonderful, righteous name because, God, you are worthy to be praised. So, Father God, we put these prayers in the atmosphere, and we're thanking you, Holy Ghost, that everyone will be answered, every need will be met, Father God, because your word declares that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So, God, we thank you for your word. Continue to do the work, God, that only you can do. Father, as we humble ourselves according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Father God, you will heal the land. Father God, we need our land to be healed. Oh my God, we need, God, healing in our homes and healing on our jobs and healing in the marketplace, Father God, healing in the body of Christ. Father God, and I'm asking that you heal not only physically, Father God, but emotionally. Oh, Father God, those that are sick in their emotions, Father, those that are sick mentally, Father God, those that are sick spiritually, Father God. Oh, my God, I'm asking you to heal. Go in and do the work that needs to be done. Father, bring cleansing in the body of Christ. Father, you're doing a great work. Even as exposure is taking place, you're yet doing a work in the body. So help us to be mindful of your word. Help us to walk right, God. Help us to talk right. Help us to live right. Help us to act right according to your word. Help us not to take your anointing for granted, your presence for granted, your ministry for granted. But, oh God, help us to be mindful of you and reverence you and fear you, reverently fearing you, Father God, knowing that you are an awesome God, but you are also, you're a God of love, but you're a God of judgment. You're a God of peace, but you're a God of righteousness. And Father God, help us to know, God, that you will not tolerate your people walking contrary to your word. Father God, so help us to be mindful of you. Help us to be quick to obey because your word declares that if we're willing and obedient, Father God, we will eat the good of the land. So we're thanking you, God, that you're giving your people breakthrough, that you're giving your people, oh my God, hope, God. Hope beyond hope, Father God. Hope that is lied in you, Father God, that's buried in you, Father God, that, oh my God, as we hope in you and we trust in you, Father, life will come forth because life comes from you, and we thank you for that. We're thanking you now for your word, God. We're thanking you that you're covering our minds now, that the enemy will not be able to steal the word that is going out. We bind the enemy. We bind distraction. We bind everything that would try to come to bring hindrance, oh my God, from your people, oh God, to keep them from getting where they need to be. Oh God, we thank you now for destiny. We thank you, God, that we're going forth. As Paul said, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus. So God, as we press towards you, Father God, as we seek your face, Father, according to your word, that if we hunger and we thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. So we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that as we seal these prayers in the Holy Ghost, God, and as they go out, Father, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. So we're thanking you for life now. We thank you, God, for all of those, God, that will be preaching and ministering the word of the Lord on tomorrow. We ask for your anointing. God, cover every leader. Father God, my leaders, I'm asking you to cover them, Father God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the word be rich, oh God, in Jesus' name. Manifest yourself in a powerful way. Send forth real revival. God, we're praying that revival will stretch from New York City all the way over to the West Coast, to the state of Washington, go all the way up to Maine, oh God, all the way up into Alaska, all through the United States, Father God, Hawaii, Father God, cover every state with the power of God. Oh my God, give us a burden to pray and get to the altars and seek your face. Father, let the Holy Ghost fire burn across this nation, God, on the altars of the Holy Ghost, that we will have a yes in our bellies and our soul, oh my God, to serve you, God, in purity, serve you in righteousness, and serve you in holiness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you now. Father God, you're striving with us, God. But God, you will not always strive with man, Father God. And don't let it be said too late. Don't let the door be closed and you have to say too late, Father God. But help us heed the clarion call. Father, we thank you now. And we give you praise and we give you honor. And we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we thank God for prayer. We want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you again and he cares for you. We thank the Lord for the Spirit of the Lord. We thank God for his anointing and for his presence. Continue to seek the face of God. Keep your eyes on the Lord and allow the Lord to do in you what only he can do. Know that God loves you and he does care. Beloved, praise the Lord. We want you to know that this prayer was brought to you today under the unction of the Holy Ghost, and we thank God for prayer. Praise God. We want you to continue to pray, beloved. Know, amen, that God is watching over his word to perform it. Praise the Lord. We ask that you would be with us and join us on our next broadcast where we will be sharing the word of the Lord. Praise God. Stay in prayer, beloved. Continue to seek the face of God. Amen. Let God be God in your life because he loves you. Amen. He has great things for you. Don't remember the place. Don't forget that the place of prayer is one of the most powerful places that you can be. Stay in that place of prayer. Stay under the anointing. Stay in the vein. Continue to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.com. www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministry@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.